The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Thank you for calling webmasterradio.fm during office hours. Please hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development. We're connecting you now to office hours only on webmasterradio.fm. Here's your host, Vanessa Fox.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Office Hours on Webmaster Radio. I am your host, Vanessa Fox, and thank you for joining us today. Today is July 22nd. Is that right? 2010. I'm just going to say that it's right. And today I'm coming at you from Seattle, of all crazy places.
Delay. Yes, right. It was correct date. Yes.
That was a little slow.
Was.
But thanks anyway. All right, so let's get to it. I was actually, right as the show was starting, I was looking at Yahoo, because Yahoo said that right now 25% of Yahoo search results are being powered by Bing as part of a test that they're doing. So basically, you may be opted into the experiment without knowing it. And they're, I think, evaluating how well that integration is going and the relevance and all of that stuff. And so I was taking a look at that and how you can tell, I think, if you're opted in. So they're saying 25% of organic results and 3.5% of paid. But it appears to me that if you're Bing search results in terms of ranking match your Yahoo search results, you're probably being opted into the test. I checked this a couple days ago, and my Yahoo results were very different from Bing search results. And today I'm looking, and they're exactly the same. So I'm pretty sure I'm looking at Bing results in my Yahoo results. And so I thought we could chat about that for a second. Certainly you can try this to check it out, because you might be interested in seeing how things are looking. So what I'm noticing is that, you know, I think I mentioned this last week. It's looks like these days, at least, and, you know, algorithms change all the time and things get tweaked all the time. But it seems to me that Bing values freshness and newness a little bit more than, say, Google does. Google seems to have a freshness signal for the queries that it thinks are a fresh type of query. For instance, if you were to do a search for World Cup, right, they would know that that's a query that's probably topical, and so they would want to perhaps show you World Cup content from this year versus 4 years ago. But for other types of queries where it's just purely information or something that doesn't have a time sensitivity to it, they may not really use recency as a strong of a signal. Bing, on the other hand, and again, this is purely speculation, but and maybe you guys out there listening can chime in on if you found this to be the case, it seems that for Bing, recency is a signal in, you know, not just for time-sensitive queries, but for all queries. When I see a new site launch or a new page launch on a site, it seems like that will rank highly for the query, you know, above other things. And so I'm seeing that exact same thing in Yahoo. So I'm looking at a query now where I know that two of the pages are brand new. One's a new site and one's a new page on another site. And I've been watching this query for a while on Google, and it's taking a while for these pages to rank well for the query on Google. But on Bing, they rank number one and two. And it looks like on Yahoo now, they're also ranking one and two. So, and the whole top 10 results. So I did this for a bunch of queries. So interesting stuff. I also did a search. So this is sort of the quintessential one that we always did back at Google, which is by Viagra. Because that really helps you see just how bad your spam problem is. And with Google, you find that it goes back and forth. So right now, they've got AtlanticDrugs.com ranks number one. I don't know what that site looks like. It's an online prescription pharmacy. But then you've also got an EDU site that I think is also spam. So yeah, you've got some spamminess going on. A Christian college. Yeah. But if you look at Bing and Yahoo, the results are actually worse. Buy cheap Viagra here, order generic Viagra low prices. Anyway, this is always a fun query that you can do. Another query that I did, and this is, I think, where things start to get interesting, is Yahoo has said that they will maintain control over the user experience in the search display, and they're just going to use Bing for the actual index, and it looks like for the ranking as well. But their UI will still be totally different. So I did a search for Glee, and on Bing, so in both cases, Yahoo and Bing, we've got the same 10 blue links, right, or top 10 search results, whatever you want to call them. But on Bing, we've got three tabs, which I haven't actually seen before. One's web, one's videos, and one's Wikipedia. Then there's sort of, I don't know if they call this an instant answer or blended search results or what, but then we've got a box that lists a bunch of videos from Hulu. And these are actually the full-length episodes of Glee. And then we've got just the 10 search results. And then at the very bottom of the page, there's an instant answer, learn more about Glee, source the Freebase database. So that's interesting. Yahoo, we've got a poll in, of course, from the tv.yahoo.com. And this is where you can actually view the episodes. So they've got this huge thing at the top. See all episodes, see the TV schedule. And then they've got news results being pulled in from their Google News. Then they've got the top 10 search results underneath it. So you can see that even though the search results are the same, they're doing a bunch with their content network and some of their other things, and they're putting that at the top of the search results before the actual search results. And then their categories are Wikipedia also, as Bing has, MSN TV, Hulu, TV.com, and IMDb. So interesting stuff. This is definitely something to keep an eye on. And so yeah, I'm going to do a little bit more research. So if there's anything that you particularly are looking for, hit me up, and I'm going to try to dive in, maybe write an article or something about it. So we'll see. Question in the chat room, since we're here. So someone would like to know, Stefan, I think, have you planned to release a German translation for your book, Marketing in the Age of Google? That's an excellent question. So if you all haven't bought my book, it would make me really happy if you did. So far the book is in English, Chinese, and Portuguese is the newest one that it's going to be translated into. I haven't heard whether or not it's going to be translated into German, but I will certainly pass that on to the publisher and find out, because that would be cool. And, you know, the book, it's Marketing in the Age of Google, but it's not marketing just for Google, right? It's just the idea of, now that we live in an age of search engines, how we can really use that data to understand our audiences better and make sure that we're operating our businesses in an online environment. But Germany specifically, right, has something like 90 to 95% market share at Google. So that would apply pretty specifically to that. So so cool stuff there. What else can I tell you before we dive into more questions? I will be in Brazil next week at Search Labs. I think I'm speaking on Thursday. So if you're in Brazil, come on out to Sao Paulo. That would be cool. And drop me a line if you have any ideas about food I should try or places I should go. I'm going to try to go to Rio as well. So if you have any insight on what would be cool to check out in Rio, please let me know. That'd be awesome. Yes, a lot of people have asked about Jane and Robot because the site is down for maintenance, and we are in the middle of revamping it. We're doing some really cool, awesome stuff that I'm really excited about. So I'm hoping in the next week or so that will be launched. So keep an eye out on that. It's taking a little bit longer than I had hoped. Let's see. I want to talk probably after the break a little bit about the new Bing Webmaster Center and the Google one as well. But maybe before we do that, we'll take some more questions. But first, Brasco.
Yes.
August 1st will mark your five years with Webmaster Radio.
Yeah. August 1st, 2005. Yep.
Wow.
That's when I first started. Thank you.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you. Long time coming. Took a long way to move up to promote myself up to here to control the beast.
Well, and you do an excellent job.
Thank you.
So I am glad that.
I'm glad you've been here for about a year and a half of it.
Yeah.
On the radio anyway, but you've been around, period, you know, the entire time.
Yeah, you know, I did a show before this one with Greg Nyland for a while.
I know. Yeah, I produced that one too.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you didn't do that show, we didn't know how good on the radio you would have been. That's why you did this show yourself. That's why you have this show. That was the precursor. And we already knew by then. I was like, oh, yeah, Greg kind of like, because Greg was like, you could just tell Vanessa's shining the star. It's just getting brighter and brighter and like, okay, give Vanessa her own show.
Oh, fine. Why are you trying to buck me up? You must want something.
No, nothing. I just want you to keep doing the show. That's what I want.
I'm going to keep doing the show.
I'm sure.
I love doing the show.
We love having you do the show.
Well, congratulations on your 5 years.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, let's see. Let's see if I can read these questions and figure them out as we are on. Assuming everyone would link to your website with a useless query parameter, such as example.com/page.html?UPS and example.com/page.html, da, 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 da. Should one add rel equals canonical to page HTML to ensure that none of these two former URLs appear in the SERP? So this is interesting because I was just talking to a company about canonicalization this morning, and we were going through a bunch of these scenarios. A while back, I wrote on Search Engine Land, maybe we can find the link and drop it in. I wrote this article called, like, Google lets you tell them the parameters you want to ignore or something like that. And it's actually kind of a misnamed article because I wrote it when Google launched the parameter handling feature of Webmaster Tools. But it's really a more comprehensive article that talks about all of the different types of canonicalization options available, what the pros and cons of each one are. Thanks for that link. And when you should use each one, what the pros and cons are, that kind of thing. So, yes, I think in the situation that you're describing here, which is that you have a canonical version of the page, but you have a bunch of optional like parameters for a variety of reasons that people are linking to, probably your best bet is to use the canonical tag. So the canonical tag will consolidate that link value all to the canonical version of the URL, and it'll ensure that only the canonical version shows up in the search results. Now, the thing that kind of the drawback here is that Google will still crawl the other versions, although my understanding is that they will crawl them less, but they'll still crawl them every so often, I guess, to make sure that the canonical tag is still there and that they actually still truly are the same, you know, page, just with a different URL. So it's not going to be the awesomest for crawl efficiency, but it's not going to be bad, right? Because they're going to crawl them less often, and you'll get all of the canonical value that you really want, which is that link consolidation and having the right one be indexed. So that would definitely be the way that I would go. Another question. I had to do a 301 redirect for my core company site, which was hacked, redirected to a new domain. How long before I'll see my page rank come back? It's been a few weeks so far. So I'm not sure if I'm understanding the question right, so maybe you could add a little bit of clarification. But you're saying that the site was hacked to redirect elsewhere, and then you fixed the hack so that it no longer has the redirect? And if that's the case, the thing that you really want to look at is how often the site is crawled. You can look at the cache, the Google cache, to see what the date is there and see if it's been recrawled since you've fixed things. And you probably want to do it. It sounds like you want to do it not just for your homepage, but kind of across your site. Because if it's going to take until the pages are recrawled before all that stuff is fixed. And you say, how long before my page rank comes back? And I'm not sure if that's the right question. The thing that you want to ask is, you're asking something else. Okay, I built a brand new site because I had to take down the old site. So you're doing a 301 redirect from all the old pages as a one-to-one mapping to the new ones? In that case, again, okay, you'll have to check, and in this case, you might have to check your server logs because you're going to want the old pages to be crawled and then the new pages. So, I mean, that obviously has to happen first. If you're able to, if you haven't already, you'll want to go into Google Webmaster Tools and use the move domain feature. That'll be an additional signal that will help them out. But yeah, I'm not surprised that it's been a few weeks because it's going to take a while, first of all, for all the old stuff to be crawled and then all the new stuff to be crawled and then all that new stuff to be indexed. And then I feel like it still takes some time after that until everything gets transferred over. I was watching this for a page for someone that I knew a couple weeks ago where they had to redirect a page to something else, and it did take a bit of time before that came back. So, I mean, I would give it a couple more weeks, probably, and I would try to check all of those things. And what you're going to want is to compare, once you see that everything's crawled, all the new pages are crawled, all the new pages are indexed, take a look at the queries that you got traffic for before and see if you get those levels back to where they are. Would be kind of the way to go about that. It looks like we have a question about sitemaps, but I think we should, before we do that, we should probably take a quick break. Stick with us, and we will be right back with Office Hours on Webmaster Radio.
Please hold. Vanessa will be with you in a moment with more Office Hours.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEO Fox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com. Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Hi, this is Joel Kahn. I want to take a moment to tell you about a revolutionary new theme for WordPress that's going to change the way you make websites. It's called the Socrates theme, and it is the number one WordPress product on ClickBank. You can see it in action right now at SocratesTheme.com. The Socrates theme has a ton of options for customizing your site, but what really makes it stand out is the ability to monetize your site instantly just by entering your ClickBank or AdSense IDs right inside the theme. That's right, there's no plugins needed. Go check it out now at SocratesTheme.com.
SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Catch us Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We thank you for holding. We will now connect you for more office hours only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Office Hours on Webmaster Radio. I am your host, Ness Fox. You can always listen live every Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and you can join us live in the chat room and throw the questions at me. And you can, of course, always subscribe to the podcast via iTunes if you listen while you work out, which apparently people have been sending me messages that they do listen to podcasts when they work out. I need to do that more, both the working out and the listening to podcasts. All right, a few more questions from the chat room. A theme that I'm going to be using on Jane and Robot is actually from Woo Themes. At least that's what I had actually built some custom stuff that was, you know, not using a theme at all. But then I saw a theme that I liked that I thought I might customize. So I've been kind of messing with that lately. So we'll see how that goes. So haven't finalized it yet, but that's what it's looking like. All right. Here is another question. My sitemap contains 49 URLs, but Google Webmaster Tools shows that only 43 are indexed. What's the easiest way to find out, what the 6 non-indexed URLs are? Well, so since you only have 49 of them, this is much harder if you have a larger sitemap. But if you only have 49, then probably the easiest way is just to go to Google and put each URL into the search box and see if it comes up, because there's only 49. Generally, I tell people, right, to create segmented sitemaps so that you can see, you know, what percentage of each type of page on your site is indexed. That still doesn't give you the specific URLs that are indexed, but it at least gives you that. I think you can use I feel like you can use the Google API even to set that up as a script, because I think you can do 1,000 a day or something. Some weeks ago, 46 or 48 were indexed, but might have caused the URLs to disappear when nothing on the site has changed. Well, I mean, so when you're going between 43 and 48, that's actually pretty common. There's a lot of fluctuations in the index. I don't know that I would fixate so much on that, because that's always going to be going up and down. Every week it's going to be going up and down. So, spending too much time on that, I think, you know, you end up spending more time than it's kind of worth the value that you get out of it. But what the first thing that I would look at is, do you have a canonical list of URLs? Is it possible that any of the URLs are duplicate or the non-canonical versions, because Google might be consolidating them? But other than that, I mean, it's generally the case that not 100% of URLs on a site are indexed. So if you're able to access your server logs, then you would want to take a look to see if all 49 of those URLs are being crawled. Because if some of them aren't being crawled, then, you know, you could figure out why that is. And if they are being crawled, then you can see which ones are being crawled but not indexed. And, you know, you might find a pattern. We've done some analysis of this. We've written some scripts where we can pull stuff out of the server logs in terms of crawling and from the sitemaps in terms of indexing to see, the ones that aren't indexed are the ones that don't have any links, or the ones that are indexed are the ones that are the fewest clicks from the homepage. Or, you know, you can start to see where your value signals are being sent. Or you might just find that Google, you know, has a bunch of things that they take into account when they figure out what to crawl and index. But certainly things like how much, you know, in addition to links, you know, how much valuable content is on the page? Is it unique or duplicate? Is it empty other than boilerplate? So, I mean, it'd be really hard for me to say without looking, but those would be kind of the places that I would start. And even if nothing on the site has changed, the Google algorithms change all the time, right? They changed 400 to 500 times last year. And so, you know, things are always kind of moving up and down. I see that there's a question on using Joomla, and maybe we'll get to that next week because it looks like we only have a few minutes left. And I did want to briefly talk about, you're welcome, Bing Webmaster Tools. So this just launched yesterday, and I did an article on it in Search Engine Land. I will actually put the link into the chat room if I can manage to learn how to cut and paste. And I'm working on doing actually a larger story on the Google Webmaster Tools because they've made a bunch of changes in the last couple months, and so I think it would be worth going through a rundown and seeing what all they offer and maybe doing a comparison between what Bing and Google offer. So what Bing did basically is they completely started from scratch. So they threw out the old stuff and completely started over and have basically all new tools. And certainly I think that they're better in terms of the types of data that they offer. But there's a couple of caveats to that. One is that you don't really get to see any of the data unless you have Silverlight installed. And so that may not be a problem. It's kind of irritating to me in a way because I use Chrome on a Mac and I can't use Silverlight on a Chrome on a Mac, so I'll have to use a different, you know, browser, which is not the end of the world. I know I'm such a big whiner, but I really like Chrome. So that's one thing. And also the data is not available to export. Now, I think that Google and Bing both should offer an API to access all of the data as well as offering a download. Google offers a partial API, but not access to all of the things that I want. Because the thing is that you might want to use the data in lots of different actionable ways, and you might want to merge it with other data. And so it's really helpful if you're able to get easy access to that stuff. With Bing right now, you only can see it in the Silverlight graphs. And so that makes it less actionable than it would otherwise be. But they've got some interesting stuff. Nothing that's necessarily not offered by Google, but of course this is sort of the Bing-specific stuff. So they now offer similar query data that you get from Google, which are the queries that brought you traffic, the number of impressions, the number of clicks, and the click-through rate. You don't get from that the average position that you get from Google, so it's hard to really do a comparison of the click-through rates on both because, you know, without the position, it's hard to know. And they offer this for 6 months, whereas Google right now is only offering it for a month, which is weird because they used to offer more information. So hopefully I can figure out what's going on there. But so you can see this for the last 6 months. I did a comparison in my article of what the accuracy was. So I took a couple of sites and a couple of queries from each one, and I grabbed the Google impression data, the click data, and the Google Analytics numbers. And then I did the same for Bing. It was interesting that the numbers were all over the place, just all over the place. So like in one case, Google Webmaster Tools said that the number of clicks was half what the Google Analytics number said that the Google organic traffic was. It said it was 80K in analytics and only half that in Google. Similarly, Google Analytics said Bing organic was like 4,500, and Bing Webmaster Tools said it was a 200. So wildly different. Then there's another case where for a query, the Google Analytics and Bing numbers were exactly the same. So I don't know. Another thing to note is that the backlinks data is now gone. So I don't know if it's that the backlinks data wasn't that valuable and accurate. And so when I talked with Microsoft, they'd said, oh, you know, we're redoing things from scratch to only provide stuff that's useful. So I don't know if maybe the data wasn't useful, or if it's the case that since Site Explorer offers backlinks, they're doing something behind the scenes to like launch a whole new backlink reporting system that sort of combines that stuff. I have no idea. But I did again do an analysis. So I took the Bing data before the relaunch, the Google backlinks data that you get from Webmaster tools, what you get from Site Explorer, and then I went out to SEO Moz's Open Site Explorer, and I did a comparison. And again, the numbers were all over the place. In every instance, the Google numbers were substantially higher than any of the others. But other than that, it was just like all over the board crazy. So it's just, it's really hard to know, you know, how accurate any of this is. I mean, I guess you could use it, use the data in any of these cases for sort of the trends information if you only used one thing, except that I don't even know if that's the same. So Search Engine Land, I linked in my story to an article on link benchmarking, and that one of the columnists did, and he was showing, I believe with Majestic SEO and Open Site Explorer, that he's not even sure if the numbers are consistent month over month. So it can make it kind of difficult, for sure. But in any case, the Bing backlink information is not there anymore, so you don't have to worry about it. there's other stuff that you get. You get a list of all the URLs that are indexed, which is what someone was just asking about for Google. So you can't see that for Google specifically, but it does look like, but again, it's hard since you can't export it. You can only see things in a tree view that you can expand. So it would be very hard, I think, to use it in a really super actionable way other than to say, is this specific URL indexed or not? And I don't think it shows you the opposite, which is which URLs aren't indexed from a sitemap, because this isn't anything specific to sitemaps. The other thing that's weird, and I'll just mention this briefly because I know that we're out of time, is they have a block URL feature that's somewhat similar to Google's remove URL feature, except that you can use this as an alternate to robots, so you don't have to block the page with robots or 404 it and then request removal. You can just remove it. And I can see this. I understand that they've done it to make it easier for people that don't have access to blocking URLs. But I can see it becoming confusing where, like, a year down the road, someone's like, why aren't these pages being indexed? They're not blocked by robots. I don't know what's wrong. And they have no idea that often this interface, someone has, you know, requested removal. So I can just see that being somewhat confusing. Anyway, it looks like we are out of time. So I'm going to postpone some of these other questions for next time and get back to you on the Joomla stuff as well. Next week, I will be in Brazil, but hopefully we will still be able to do the show. So stay tuned for that. And thanks everyone who joined us in the chat room, and I will see you next time.